Judge Richard Klaus could have ordered jail this morning for Smith, who had been on probation for a 2007 drunk driving crash that seriously injured a teammate. Smith was kicked off the team after he admitted to drinking when police found him outside a campus town bar last July. Instead, Smith will undergo outpatient treatment at a facility in Evansville, Indiana. He says he needs to stay sober and start his life over in a new place. But Smith also wants to pay back a debt to the Illinois coaching staff and fans who lost their trust in him.
They still give me a lot of love and support. So over time, you know, that'll heal. And, you know, when I, you know, later down the road, you know, when I give my life back in order, you know, and everything's situated, I'll definitely want to come back to Champaign, you know, and just talk to some of the kids about my story.
State's Attorney Julia Reed says Smith's probation will include having to wear an ankle bracelet that'll constantly test him for alcohol use.
He's going to wear it for at least 180 days, and it's monitored through a phone modem. So he's got to download information from the bracelet onto through the phone.
Smith told the judge he has an apartment and a job in Evansville, and he hopes to enroll at the University of Southern Indiana and play basketball there next year. He has to report back to the judge in December. Governor Blagojevich and the Corrections Department director are named as defendants in a lawsuit filed by the union representing workers at the Pontiac prison. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees alleges the department and the governor are acting illegally in their attempts to shutter the prison, shifting inmates and workers to a facility in Thompson. Ask Me spokesman Anders Lindahl says there is a precedent. When the union successfully halted Governor Ryan's attempt to close a prison in Vienna 6 years ago.
We are confident, again, that the situation is much the same in this case and that the finding should be the same.
Lindahl says the law doesn't allow the governor to spend money saved by closing Pontiac Prison because the legislature originally appropriated the funds. A state legislative panel voted this week not to close Pontiac, citing financial data that shows such a move would actually cost the state money. Republicans in the Illinois Senate are looking to the state's attorney general for guidance in a dispute over ethics legislation. Senate Republican leader Frank Watson wants to know whether the measure will die if the Senate fails to vote soon. He's asked Attorney General Lisa Madigan for a formal opinion. The House voted to approve the measure despite a veto by the governor. Under the state's constitution, the Senate now has 15 days to act before the bill dies. But Senate President Emil Jones says the clock doesn't actually start ticking until the Senate convenes again in November. Watson says waiting until then could doom the bill. No word yet on whether Madigan will offer an opinion. The University of Illinois is offering a new tool to find stolen laptop computers on campus. Campus Information Technologies and Educational Services, or CITES, has created software that lets U of I staff and students register their laptops online 24/7. The program can find a stolen laptop if the thief uses the campus network to log on to the Internet. CITES spokesman Brian Mertz says once the laptop appears online, they can almost exactly spot where it is and call police. But Mertz says the service is not just about retrieving stolen property.
In the university setting, we worry about the loss of sensitive data. Faculty and staff that would have sensitive data on their laptops, as we've seen with the Veterans Administration, other schools across the country, that's one of the easiest ways to lose that data is to have it walk off.
Mertz says laptop registration has already existed for the last 2 years on the U of I campus, but the new online plan makes taking precautions much easier. He says so far the service helped recover about 20% of the reported stolen and registered laptops on campus. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Radio Maria Restaurant in downtown Champaign, now serving dinner and tapas nightly starting at 5 p.m., along with Friday and Saturday lunch and brunch menus. Registration is available for emails on news, menu changes, and upcoming special events.
It's 4:34. Mike Sola has our weather.
And Tom, most people love this weather, but in Indianapolis today they may have been saying this weather stinks because The Department of Public Works, in a news release, was announcing that there was a smell, a sewer gas smell, and they believe it may have been caused by an inversion where warm air is trapping cool air at the surface, and the sewer gas smell was not able to get up and disperse. So while they Conditions this morning may have been great for some. Indianapolis, it was a stinky morning. Clear skies tonight and maybe a few more areas experiencing an inversion. We'll also see some very widely scattered areas of patchy fog overnight. In Champaign-Urbana, a low temperature of around 50 degrees. Sunshine by tomorrow afternoon. Actually, all day should be sunny, unless you do have a little morning fog. High temperature tomorrow, 76 degrees. The wind will be out of the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Another clear sky tomorrow night, just a touch warmer, 52 for the overnight low. Sunshine on Friday, the high 79. Friday night clear, the low 55. And on Saturday, mostly sunny, the high temperature 80. Again, many river basins across northern and central and southwestern Illinois, northwestern Indiana, still with flood warnings, but waters will continue to recede as we have several dry days ahead of us. Currently, we have 77 degrees on Friends Plaza. It's 5:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Republican lawmakers in Alaska are closing ranks to stop an investigation of Governor Sarah Palin. The probe is looking into whether Palin misused the power of her office to get her ex-brother-in-law fired from his job as a state trooper. It's been dubbed Troopergate. The investigation had Republican support when it started back in July, but that was before Palin was picked as John McCain's running mate. NPR's Martin Costi has been following the story, and he joins me now. Martin, for those who have not followed